There he is. Hug. Oh, you are too much.
Much?
Look at this dog has a leash.
Box?
Box. Not more of those, huh? Oh, blocks.
Oh.
Like the dragon this time. Should we put the dog back? Let's put the dog back in his house. You put him back. Thank you. This is the dragon. Remember the dragon?
Hi, dragon.
Hi, dragon. Hi, Cinnamon. Your baby. You want your baby to meet the dragon? I don't know where your baby is. Oh, no. Oh, there she is. Okay. There she is. All right, baby, meet dragon.
Hi.
Bucky.
Bucky, you want Bucky? Uh-oh. Somebody's used the dragon, so your fingers go out. Can I reach in and see the dragon?
Hey.
Hi.
Ooh.
Does the dragon have shoes? What's that? What's that?
What the hole is,
it's
you can
done.
Put the food in and it disappears.
Oh, that's magic. All right, so much for the dragon, huh?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Box.
Which color?
Box.
Which color do you want?
Blue.
Oh, here's the blue one. Now which color?
Red.
Red? Well, it's kind of a red. Okay, now what color?
Red.
That's sort of red. This is, it's kind of orange. This one's red, I guess. What color is that one?
Green.
Green. Here's the green one. Want to play with the blocks?
Blocks.
What you can do with blocks?
Stack.
That's right. You can stack them.
Stack. 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 Stack.
That's very good.
Blocks.
You're all done with the blocks, huh?
No.
No? All right. Back.
Blocks.
Oh, this is a book. What's this? This is a new book. We didn't see this book. What are those?
Shoes.
Ah, and?
Apple.
What's that?
Comb.
A brush and comb. So we finished this book. Let's look through this book some more. Look at that. That's yarn. You've seen yarn before. It comes in balls of yarn. What's that?
Chair.
That's right. It's a chair. What are those?
Eggs.
Oh, you're very familiar with eggs. There's our flowers. These are daisies.
Daisies.
What are those?
Scissors.
Scissors, that's right. You cut paper with scissors. What's that?
Cup.
What do you drink in a cup?
Milk.
Yep, you drink milk in your cup. And what are those?
Keys.
What do we do with our keys? What do we do with the keys? Start the car.
Car.
Okay. Now what's this?
Peach.
Well, it's an orange. It looks like a peach.
Orange.
Yeah, it's an orange. Okay, that's that book.
Book.
Another book. One boy. That's a boy. What's that? What are those?
Cup.
That's right, there are five cups. You skipped right over to five. We didn't see three. Three? Kittens, that's right. Kittens are playing.
Kitties.
That's right. You know what those are?
Butterflies.
What? They're butterflies, huh?
Duck. Duck. Duck.
Duck. There are seven little ducks.
Balloons.
There are eight big balloons. Can you tell me the colors of the balloons?
Blue.
That's right.
Blue.
That's right. What color is that?
Hot.
It's white. White. What color is that?
Red.
That's red. What color is that?
Orange.
That's orange.
Lolly.
That's yellow. And there are your nine flowers. Roses, daisies, 4 o'clocks. What are those?
Pen.
It's a crayon to draw with. And those are?
Kitties.
Uh-huh. What's that one?
Duck.
What's that one?
Bunny.
Butterfly.
Duck.
Back? You're done with that, huh? All right. What would you like next? Mm-hmm. Hey, remember him? This is our friend Peter. Yes. Can you zip Peter now? You've learned to zip lately.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Not fun enough, huh?
No.
Okay. No. That means work, getting dressed. Don't want to get dressed. Okay. More books. What's that? Did we see a lot of those this morning on the way here? This is a book about trucks. Big trucks.
Trucks,
that's right. We saw a lot of trucks outside. This truck comes around when it snows. And this truck comes around when people build new buildings. They dig the dirt up with it.
Huh?
I like that book, huh?
A bit too abstract.
About trucks. All right. How about that one? You know what this one's about? Food. Meal time is what it's called. First you put on, what's that?
Red.
It's a red bib.
Cup.
That's right, it's a mug. Cup or a mug. Drink up your milk. That's what you do with for breakfast. What's that? What is that? What is it?
Mush.
It's a bowl of mush.
Mush.
Mush. And that is a... You eat with a spoon, don't you? You can feed yourself now. Yeah, be good, huh? And what is that?
Apple.
Yeah, that's not a red apple. But it is an apple. And you can take a big bite. Yeah.
Six.
What?
Six.
Fish. That's right. We saw a lot of fish, didn't we?
Fish. Fish.
Where did you go to see the fish?
Morning.
We saw a movie about them.
Morning.
We went to the aquarium and saw the movie about the fish. What's that? You'd eat it. Want to feed that to your dog?
Dog.
Let's feed it to the dog. Bring him out. There he goes. Yum, yum, yum.
Doggy.
Bless you. Back? He has to go in his house, huh? Don't you want to play with the dog? What did you feed your dog? Do you feed Scooby? That's right. Can you feed this dog? Oh, nummy, nummy, nummy. Okay. Nummy, is it good? Okay. What would you like? You like the bunny? Pat the bunny? Remember this book?
Doggy.
Doesn't have a doggy. It has Sally and, or is it Paul and Judy? Look at Judy pets the bunny. Can you?
Doggy.
You want the doggy to pat the bunny? Help the doggy. Pats the bunny. That's nice. Can Cinnamon pat the bunny? Aww.
Mommy?
Mommy pats the bunny. Can you play peekaboo? Peekaboo. With Paul. Peekaboo. 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 Does he play peekaboo? Peekaboo. And he smells the flowers. You smell the flowers too. Who do you see in that mirror? Who's in there? Who's in there?
Cinnamon.
Who is that? Who is in there?
Mommy?
No, I think you're right the first time. Who's in there? Who is that? Who is it?
Cinnamon.
It is. It's Cinnamon. Cinnamon, you know what this is?
Daddy.
It's Daddy's scratchy face.
Daddy.
Does Daddy have a scratchy face?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon doesn't have a scratchy face.
Mommy.
Mommy doesn't have a scratchy face. Does Daddy?
Daddy.
Daddy has a scratchy face. Judy, bunny. Can read her book. Is this a book about bunnies?
Bunny.
What's the bunny doing?
Bunny!
It is a bunny.
Bunny.
What is the bunny doing? What's he doing there?
Eat.
He's eating his good food. What's he doing there?
Kick, kick.
What?
Kick, kick. Kick,
oh. Tick, tick, tick. The clock ticks on. How big is Bunny? Bunny's so big.
Son?
Want the phone?
Soon.
Who are you going to call? Who are you going to call?
Daddy.
Okay, go ahead and call Daddy. What are you going to say to Daddy? Hello? Okay, hello. Now what are you going to say to Daddy when you've got him? You going to tell him what you did today? What'd you do today?
Doggy.
You saw a doggy? What else did you do? You called up Daddy on the phone. Did you go in your stroller for a ride?
Charlie!
That's right. What else did you do? Did you see the river? Did you see the water?
Daddy.
Daddy, you've talked to your daddy on the phone, haven't you?
Back.
All right. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later, huh? Okay, okay. Would you like that?
No.
Do you want to see when it doesn't have an A? Oh, there it is. It's got an A, B, C.
Back.
Oh, back. What would you like now? What would you like? What? What would you like? What's that? Oh, here's the book about ABCs. What comes after O?
Bat.
What comes after O?
Bat.
A bat. Okay. A, B, C. This is like your book at home. T for trucks. Uh-oh. A is for?
Apple.
And A is for ant. A is for airplane. How about that? B is for?
Bath.
Taking a bath.
Baby.
Baby and bubbles. And C is for?
Gus.
Gus, you're right. C is for, what is Gus?
Apple.
That's not an apple, that's a cookie.
Cookie.
Oh, you should recognize cookies. Little girl's playing with her cat. Cinnamon starts with a C too.
Yeah.
D. D is for daddy. D is for doll. What's the E for? E is for egg. Aren't they pretty?
Egg.
What color is that egg?
Lolly.
Yes, wow, yellow. What color is that egg?
Blue.
That's right.
Pretty.
That's purple.
Blue.
That's blue.
Egg.
That's an egg.
Egg.
Egg. What's that?
Baby.
It's a doll.
Doll.
Mm-hmm.
Cup.
She's having tea with her doll.
Tea.
Yeah. And we missed F. F is for flower and fluffy. G is for Grable, your last name. And G is for garden. H is for honey. That's a little boy having honey on his pancakes. Must be catching. Bless you. I is for iron. Ice cubes. And I. Ichabod. I. K is for?
Gus.
Gus. What's Gus?
Key.
He is a kitty. What is that? K is for?
Key.
Key. That key will let us in the house.
Ball.
That's a ball of yarn. What's that? What is that? It's a kite. It's a butterfly with a kite. K is for kite.
Spoon.
That's a spoon. That's a jar. J is for jar. L is for lemon. And letter. And a lap to sit on. M is for milk and marshmallows. And N is for
doggy.
But what is that?
Doggy.
Yeah. And what does the doggy have on his face? What's that? What's that? It's your nose. Nose. Can take your nose away. Get your nose.
You have 5 more minutes.
O is for onion and orange. O. O. P. P is for paint, paste, and piggy bank.
Pokey.
Purple. Purple. What color is that?
Green.
That's right.
Blue.
That's right. Kind of orange. I'm not sure. Let's call it pink.
Pink.
Okay.
Last time that was the only color.
Oh, what are they doing? Q is for quilts and quiet. Ha ha. little girls.
Book.
Reading books with a quilt over them.
Bunny.
R is for rabbits. Bunny rabbit. What is he eating? See what he's eating? A carrot. You've had carrots. What are those? What are those? What is that, Cinnamon? What is that? You've eaten those before. Raisins, right. And that's a rocking horse. To rock.
Rock.
Rock. And S is for shoe.
Shop.
And T is for train. And truck. And trike. Tricycle. There are three trains.
Train.
U is for umbrella. And ukulele. And utensils. That's a valentine, as in V, as in Vinny. Valentine. What's that? It's a bowl of ice cream and a vacuum cleaner.
Mommy.
Mommy vacuums, that's right. W is for wagon and windows.
Ball.
X is for xylophone.
Ball.
And kisses.
Ball.
Those are balls of yarn. Y. And that's a yellow yoke. And that's a sleepy yawn. That's Z for zipping.
Zip.
Z for zipping, and when you sleep, you go zzz. And that's done.
Mickey.
And Mickey's on there.
Ernie.
That's Ernie. Who's that?
B.
Bert. Who's that? Recognize him? The big bird.
Buddy.
Yeah. How about Bambi?
Manny.
What's that?
Auntie.
An elephant. What's that?
Duck.
That's right. And they're on a?
Aggie.
Train. That's Raggedy. They're on a smiling tootle train.
Okay. Now, first of all, we've got lots of new colors that she knows.
Oh, she knows all her colors. Yes, just like we did before. But now, instead of having to ask, she picked up a beach ball the other day and told me every color, even white. It's just great. It seems to have come through.
What were the first colors that she learned? And
pink, green were the very first colors. And orange seemed to come on after that. Red was the hardest, but red she can say now. I think she just had difficulty saying it. And white didn't seem to be that hard to understand, and black seemed to be okay, but nothing is black when you ask for colors usually.
That's right. You don't know, say, what color is that? Black. Okay. She was sort of taken, the only thing that she sort of wanted to do with the Peter Magic doll or whatever was his shoes and his zipper, and then she sort of chucked them. Are those
sweetie.
The only things she's interested in clothing?
As far as zippers and stuff. Yeah, she zips bags up and down. She has her little bags. Just a sec, I'll give them for you.
Oops.
Here they are. There you go. Grapes.
Grapes.
Now you can go play with the books, okay? Go look through those books. They're new. We haven't seen those books before. We have a ton of books at home, and she can tell me exactly which books they are. There are some great ones called Hand, Hand, Fingers, Thumb, and it has monkeys in it, and...
Yeah, you know that.
Hand, Hand.
And so that's her favorite, huh?
That's
Does
her
she
favorite.
Does she have any of these books at home?
Let's see, no, none of these.
Okay. I think in the alphabet book, there were some words which were tremendously appropriate for her. That was the last book you were going through. And some words which were tremendously inappropriate for young children. Did you have a sense that there were some words that she could really identify with and other words she probably didn't?
Yeah, that book especially. We have a Dr. Seuss's ABC book. And they just, yes, I see. They just have different examples, and they have more or less the ones the kids could, you know, relate to. This, it does, it's a little over their heads, I think, for her age.
Mm-hmm. What words especially do you think might have been in there that she, can you remember any ones in there?
Well, there's like vanilla ice cream. I'm not sure, you know, that's something. We don't have ice cream at home, so she's not really familiar with that, and vanilla ice cream. And Jello is something, it's a word she's, I thought that was a good word, because it's not in our book. Ours has something like jelly jars and jam, and she's not really certain about that sort of thing, except she knows what jelly is. But
on the other hand, one of the books on the meals had a lot of simple words. Does she have things like, you called her attention to the red bib. Does she wear a bib at home?
Yeah, and she's pretty good about yelling for it. Bib, bib! Give me that bib!
Does she wear it all the time?
No. I've tried to not have her having to wear it lately because she's been eating outdoors or eating over at somebody else's house and picnics, that sort of thing. So she only has it when she's sitting down eating a meal in her high chair.
Talks about drinking up the milk out of the cup. And does she use a cup to drink her milk?
Yeah, she does. She has a little blue cup.
Juju.
And you drink your juice out of it, too.
All right. And that's how you drink? Okay. Now, it's... there was a whole routine on feeding something to the dog. Can you feed the dog? Does she feed the dog?
Oh, she feeds the dog all the time. Everything she's not supposed to. Her meal, she'll feed the dog. She'll pick out all the good stuff. Here's some liver. Here's Scoob. Have some good stuff.
Okay. All right. I'm just going off the notes here. You said to her at one point, "Who do you see in the mirror?" And she knew. Have you practiced that with her? That's hard for many of the children to do in that room.
She plays with mirrors all the time. I always did when I was a little kid, and I remember my own fascination from it. So when she was in her playpen, I've always given her unbreakable mirrors to sort of play with, and she's gotten into looking at lights or looking at the window or finding Daddy in them or finding Mommy in them besides herself.
Uh-huh. But so, did you, I think, help her by saying, "Who do you see?" I mean, sort of giving her that recognition.
Yeah. First of all, when you look in a mirror, the bathroom mirror, of course, you're always holding her up when you're washing her face or something, and I was always making reference to "there's cinnamon" or "look at cinnamon." Mm-hmm. So she could see how dirty her face was or wasn't, so I could wash it. And she would be more pleased if it was dirty to let me wash it. So that's worked out very well.
There were a lot of words about going outside in the garden, and that happened last time too, especially when you got to the books and there were specific words for things. You pointed out different types of flowers, you pointed out the garden, the colors of things, the dirt. What sorts of things is she aware of in your garden? You have a nice, you have backyards.
We have strawberries in our garden. She's very aware of those because they're always growing.
And how about the flowers?
The flowers have just started to come out. My marigolds, my roses, cinnamon,
hey,
cinnamon, cinnamon.
What are you doing? The people downstairs are going to be the best.
Go stack your blocks.
Okay.
Go stack all the blocks up.
Has she started to work more with her own shoes than she used to?
With her own shoes, yes. She tries to put them on. She tries to put her clothes on, her pants. That's really cute. Just a little struggle.
She needs help then.
Yes, she still needs help getting dressed and everything.
That's...
She doesn't totally undress herself when I'm gone either. But she helps me when I am undressing her, like getting ready for a bath or something. She'll help. She's always very good when you dress her, to tell her to put her arms through the holes, and she will do that. And she's gotten her left leg, because the doctor says, "Oh, his left leg."
She likes Daddy. The phone. Does she still play with the phone? She was doing that a lot last
year. Yeah, well, her daddy's talked to her. He's been back and forth in New York with his band, so he calls every once in a while, and she talks to him. It's really cute.
Will she actually talk on the phone?
She'll tell him what she's done in two or three words, like if she's gone out stroller riding. She went to the ocean. She told him ocean.
She's very much of an aquarium seeing the ocean.
Yay.
And what did she see there, and what did she like?
What did you see at the ocean? I mean, at the aquarium. Fish. Did you see a shark?
Shark.
Big shark.
Yeah.
They were neat.
Did you think she noticed that those things were like fish, like little fish in her? I mean, did she appreciate them as well?
Yeah, she did appreciate those fish. She knew they were fish. And we saw the movie, which was really kind of neat afterwards, about the whales. And that kind of gives you an even better perspective, because those fish are real
shark.
Big. And the
That's
sharks
right.
were there.
I love the aquarium with that big
Oh, since they redid it, I hadn't been there for a long time. You can really stand way above it and dive in. You saw the sharks, didn't you?
The sharks!
Yep, we're almost done. Yeah, the sharks. The sharks are wonderful and frightening, aren't they?
Sharks!
Okay, she didn't enjoy the book on trucks very much. I think that's a bit abstract for very young kids. You said, for instance, this is a truck that comes when it snows. Does she actually understand snow? I mean, she's a young kid, right? When it snowed.
She remembers when it snowed, and she had a snowman book. And I guess it stopped snowing about that time that we got this book. Mm-hmm. So she was very aware when it did snow and when it didn't. We'd always go out and make a point of it when it did.
All right.
You leave that alone.
Okay, now one of the books, there were lots of pictures that she knew. She knew chairs, she knew balls, she knew yarn, she knew eggs and cup and milk and keys, and knew that the keys were for starting the car, and she knew ducks. And she knew that the crayons were to draw. Now, all those things, are those things that she sort of has had experience with, or have you made a point of teaching her certain words like that?
Just those are the things that she's had experience with. The food, and she's been in the car a lot.
Does she have to play with keys? A lot of kids are very fast.
She doesn't really play with my keys very much. She knows what they are, and I don't think she really cares that much about them. They start the car and they get you in the house.
Right. Some kids are just, I've tried a dancing because they're giving me my keys in here. She was very much into playing with balls last time, and she still is, right?
Balls, yes. Balls are great.
Now, in a couple of books, you pointed out the yarn to her. Does she actually know what yarn is?
I have yarn, but it's in balls. So that's why I said balls of yarn when I talk to her about it. She always points to it. She knows kittens play with it, and she knows it unravels, and it's very funny.
And she knows her eggs because she probably eats them every day for breakfast.
She loves eggs, don't ya?
Good, you can eat all mine.
Grapes and eggs.
She's very much taken with ducks these days, huh?
Loves ducks.
Does she have any other favorite animals?
Favorite animals? Dogs.